Bum, bur, bum, bur, bum. Goody good.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
What's up, everybody? Dave Boswell here. David Boswell, whatever. Whatever you prefer.
Interchangeable.
And I got Oscar Solares in the house. Y'all know Oscar.
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
So today is going to be short and sweet. We want to talk. So here's what happened. I got on YouTube and I just typed in real estate investing. Mm. Just wanted to see what people who don't know, you know, what are people watching? Like, first of all, what has the most views? Like, what are people really intrigued by that don't know what they're doing when it comes to getting into real estate? What are some of the things people look for trying to learn about it? So all I saw was a list of practically the same video saying five things you need to do, five things for beginners to get into real estate investing, using no money. You know, a lot of these really quick.
It's funny, man. So, you know, I remember doing that back when I was looking some 15, 20 years ago. And
just going to.
And it was then, back then, right, 15, 20 years ago, was reading in papers and radio ads and stuff like that. Yeah, it wasn't all YouTube for sure. But it's interesting because it really hasn't changed. You know, what people run into hasn't changed, the magical five things and mm-hmm. so forth. So, and it isn't until you actually find that thing, right? Mm-hmm. That you're like, oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Like
that's
the light
what
bulb.
It really takes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So our idea is to basically give our version of the five things, or I don't even know if I'd call it five. I don't think we could put a number. I don't know. You got a number? What do you think? I guess we could say five. Four or five things.
Yeah, roughly.
We're just going to talk about what are the few things that are really, you need to, if you're trying to get into real estate investing, this is where your mindset needs to be, where your head needs to be, so you can understand the few things that you really need in order to find, fund, and then close a deal. Basically, either flip or whatever you're going to do.
Sure, whatever the exit is.
Whatever the exit strategy is, but to be able to, how to find the lead, you know, get it under contract, do what you need to do with it, and then exit out successfully, making your money back, or somebody else's money.
Right.
So, which is a pretty simple process. Simple, but not really easy, I would say.
Yeah, never easy.
Right. So, first thing you're going to need is to find the leads. Right.
Yeah, and that's probably the. So, you know, if I think back to when I was looking to get into this, what were my challenges? Right. Well, I didn't know anything. I knew that you could buy a house and you could sell a house, but that was the extent of it, mm-hmm. right? I didn't know really what it was. So I needed knowledge. I didn't know where the money was coming from other than the traditional way of doing things, right? So I had to get my credit score up. I had to build that thing. I had mm-hmm. to do well. I had to be diligent with it, blah, 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 all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it became, well, if there's other ways of doing that, because I used to, for me, the no money, no credit term was like a unicorn, right? Mm. Heard about it, never saw it, right? Never could really touch it, feel it. So there's that funding side of things. And if I've never done it and I don't have the knowledge base, who the heck's gonna give me their money?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So mm-hmm. it was three problems for me there. And then it's fear. Because I'm by myself. Mm. You know, my wife's with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. That is scary.
But we know as much as the other.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's a lot of money to gamble with, too,
sure.
when you know that much or know so much.
Right. So, you know, those are I think they're still the typical challenges for people is, I don't have the knowledge. I don't know anybody. I don't know who's done it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And those people that I think I know that have done it,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to tell me anything. They don't want to share anything with
right.
me.
Right.
Because they see me as competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And if you're anything like me, even today, like everything is so, like you will chat with a technician on the internet, you know what I mean, to get help with something, or you speak to an automated system for things, or you look it up on the computer, or if you want to like, even if you want to order food, you freaking punch it in on your phone now, and then somebody shows up. Like, I still want to talk to somebody on the phone and be like, what's your favorite thing there? Tell me what's the best. Which meat is the best there? Should I stay away from the chicken? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, what's the
give me the skinny.
Yeah, right? I want to have that interaction. And so, I don't know where I was going with that. What was I going with?
Well, I think you were going to the side of like relationships and the need to actually communicate with people.
Oh yeah,
right?
I mean, of course, yeah, exactly. So because I'm so much that way, like to jump into real estate and then throw down all this money or invest somebody else's money or try to deal with this large amount of money and not have somebody that I would that I could say, hey, what do you think about this? Is this smart? Can I get a sanity check here? Yeah. I really want to work with somebody that can help me that way, right. Rather than just looking at a bunch of information, consuming, and then just going for shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's the school of hard knocks, right? do you want to go through the hard knocks, or do you want to learn off of somebody else's hard knocks, mm-hmm. right? And then just improve it?
You're going to have to do a little of both. Like, everybody has to learn the school of hard knocks. Yeah. That's part of
learning.
There's
going to be some, but, man, it can't be 100% hard knocks.
Yeah, you seriously are silly if you're not going to look at somebody else and learn from their mistakes.
Right. Just, you know what it just reminded me of is these things, right? The phone. Mm-hmm. Joel's analogy of Joel out in Hawaii. He said, what if you had to build the iPhone from scratch, mm-hmm. right? That's trying to get into real estate by yourself mm-hmm. and on your own. Mm-hmm. But what if you were handed version 5 of the iPhone mm-hmm. and they said, build on that?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
Totally different perspective. And I was like, oh, you're giving me this stack of experience everything that's transpired, all the oops, all the failures, all those things. Mm-hmm. And I get to build off of that. Mm-hmm. Big difference. Huge, totally. Huge difference.
Totally. So if we break it down to a few of the things, let's say number one. Mm-hmm. Number one, you're going to need to know how to find these leads, right?
Got to know how to find them.
Know how to find these leads. So one thing that the main thing we focus on are properties in distress, mm-hmm. right? Some type of distress situation, whether it be a tax default, foreclosure, pre-foreclosure, probate.
Yep.
the infamous probate.
Right.
I'm sick of probates. Sick of probates.
They're so good, but yet so terrible. Right? It's but yeah, so there's lead generation, right? Finding the leads. And then it's how to carry that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because you can be textbook smart, but it doesn't mean that you can. It's why what you were saying earlier about all the information's at your fingertips and you can do all that. Yeah, absolutely, right? But how do you communicate it?
Right.
How do you articulate that message?
And anymore, so many people to find leads are just sending out mailers, just
been there.
Just over and over and over, and that's all people see anymore. So it goes back to that. For me, one of the greatest tools that we have is this personal conversation,
right.
Especially now with COVID and people being so distant, I think people are craving conversation and, connection. So being able to understand what somebody's needs are in this kind of distress situation is huge. You got to realize that somebody's grandmother, somebody's mother, somebody's brother, somebody's son, daughter, sister, whatever, that's somebody's family member who's in a difficult position in their life. And how are you going to show up for them? Are you showing up because you need to make a paycheck,
mm.
or are you showing up because you genuinely want to help that person get through whatever it is they're going through? So for us, that's how we operate our business. We treat every single person like we want to leave them in the position they want to get into. So if they want to keep their house, then we're going to do our best to help them save their home. We're going to exhaust all the options we can to save their home. And that, for us, that's how our business works. We're going to do whatever we can for each person. And the deals we're supposed to get into, we get into.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can afford to keep their home, but they can definitely afford something. Or, there's definitely another solution. So we're going to be there to help them find that solution. That's our mentality from the very first meeting, is we're going to leave this person in a better position than when we found them. Sometimes we get to buy their house and make a profit on it. Sometimes we just help them for absolutely nothing because that's what we agreed to do, and that's how we operate our business, and we get in the deals that we need to get into. So finding leads is all about how you're going to treat people. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that, right? I love what you said earlier, too, about being genuine. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's the thing is if you're not genuine, people know it. People, yes. You know,
they don't want to work with you.
You get that feeling, right? And they don't want to work with you. They're going to run away from you. They're going to mine you for information
right.
as much as they can. Right? Mm-hmm. They're going to dig in, but they're not going to work with
they're
you.
They're not going to do yeah. anything with you.
Doesn't work that way. So, yeah. And then it's, you know, now you're to that next step, right? It's like, mm-hmm. man, this is becoming something. I'm a solution provider. I'm a problem solver. The problem is you're losing the home. The solution is right now I get to buy that. Or somebody gets to buy that, mm-hmm. right? Great. Mm-hmm. Where's the money coming from? Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Funding. I mean,
funding.
So number two, funding.
Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I have been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
What does that look like?
Funding.
Funding.
So number two, funding. You got to be able to fund the deal. So houses cost money. People in distressed situations need money.
Yeah.
They need money to get out of that situation. All of these distressed situations take, you know, what between 10 to 50 grand to yeah. get into at least.
It's just the money thing.
It's all about money. So you do have to have access to money, whether it be, I mean, I'll let you go in.
You know, it's bit. So the money side of things, it's probably what people think is the biggest challenge. But in reality, there's credibility and there's relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Which this business is based on relationships all the way through. The credibility comes from having success and doing things the right way and treating people right, serving people and all that. So once you get to that point, though, man, it's cool, right? Because people are like, hey, when can you put my money into play? Mm-hmm. I've got this. I've got that. Mm-hmm. Let's get to work. Let's do these things. But before that can happen, you have to work on yourself. You have to become better at this. You have to build that credibility.
Right.
What we do is say, come along with the ride with us, mm-hmm. right? Hang out with us. Learn from us. Get your feet wet. Cut your teeth. Whatever you want to say, right? Mm-hmm. Just get into the game with us. We partner with you. Now, because you and I have credibility, we bring those resources to the table.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about the money.
Right.
It's now really focus on the conversations, lead generation,
right.
getting those things taken care of. Then you can start moving forward.
Absolutely. So for obvious, or as obvious, if you're a member of New Wealth Advisors Club, our club is full of private money. There are lots of people that are club members just to lend money on deals. So it's easy for us to say the money is really not an issue because when you're a member at New Wealth, it's, you know, if the numbers make sense on the deal you're working on, then the money is always there
yep.
to back it up. People are going to want to throw money at a deal.
You know, I remember this weekend somebody said to me that there's plenty of people. Why work with us? Because there's plenty of people out there that are willing to do things 50-50 and they'll bring the money to the table and you do all the work, right? And that was my inner self was like chuckle, right?
Because
and then the question my question to him was, well, how many of those have you done then?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, right.
Right.
Well, yeah. It's because nobody wants to do that with someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
No.
It just doesn't work.
No. You know? There's no way in hell.
Yeah. And there's hard monies too that you can talk about, but you know, that still requires certain things. I just spoke with a hard money lender trying to build up some more relationships. And, mm-hmm. you know, now they're looking at credit score where it wasn't that way before.
So for people who see these ads about get into real estate investing with no money down, like it's true, they could, right? Mm-hmm. What does that realistically look like for somebody who isn't a member at New Wealth? If they were going to get into wholesaling with no money down, like how difficult would that be, do you think?
Having lived it, it's tough. It's tough because, yes, you can buy a property with no money down. Yes, you can be a wholesaler, to your point. Right? You can wholesale and assign a contract. But nowadays, they require EMDs, the earnest money deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $30,000 in your pocket to mm-hmm. put in and risk,
mm-hmm.
right, mm-hmm. to get that EMD in, then you're not a player. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So I think I'm not going to say it's a lie, right? But I think it's a definite stretch of the truth.
It's
no money down.
That's exactly right. It is a stretch. Like, it's possible to be a wholesaler and not put any of your own money down.
Sure.
But is it realistic? No, it's not that realistic.
No.
I'm sure there are people that are doing it and that have done it and have, you know, that's how they started. And I'm I'm sure I will be called out on that. But for the general population, for most people trying to get into this, it's not as realistic. Like, you need some backup. You need,
you know, and for me, it all goes back to, you still need to know how to generate that lead. You still need to know how to provide the solutions.
Right.
You still have to solve their problems. And then you're under contract.
Right.
Now you get a position now saying, hey, maybe I can do something with this now, right? So, and then you have to look at it of, if I can wholesale it, is that the only thing I can do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should have at least three solid exit strategies, right? So for us, it's like, if you can wholesale it, you can hold it, and you can flip it, great. You have options. You can do whatever you want. But you have to learn how to do that.
Right. And at different times, like, you know, there's, you're gonna want to exit differently and different deals, right?
It just has to make sense. It does. Whatever makes sense.
Yeah. I want to keep everything. Like, I don't want to, you know, I really do want to keep everything, because rental houses are, it's a business. You can't, how else can you produce, you know?
Yeah. Being a landlord has its own challenges, right?
It does. It does.
So.
It does. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. We can do a whole other podcast on horror stories again.
A whole different one of that. Yeah.
Did you hear about Lincoln?
Oh, yeah. That's why I brought
it
up.
Talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, God. So. That's why it's, you know, the landlord side of things love holding properties, but man, it brings its own different dynamics to it. So you gotta be ready for it. So
yeah, people just want to move into your house and stay there
for free.
For free.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah. You're a big bother. You got money. Pay the rent. Yeah. So that's the way it works. Yeah.
Oh, so, my God. Yeah. That's good.
So we go from funding then, right?
Funding.
To, I don't know. For me, when I was getting started, the big attraction to New Wealth was, mom and dad, obviously, right? Dave and Melina, their core beliefs, how they taught, what they taught, and just how they treated people.
Mm-hmm.
That led to identifying the fact that, man, I've tried to do this by myself, and man, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle, right? Mm-hmm. To not be able to bounce ideas off of and have conversations and get validation, like you said earlier.
Exactly.
Right?
You get really
get another
trapped.
Set of eyes and all
that.
Because you can make, it's like one bad decision, one bad choice, and that kills everything about it, and it's too late.
And there's your confidence.
Yeah.
And then
you quit, right? Mm-hmm. Because I failed.
Exactly. You paralyze, can't make another decision.
Yeah. So that whole concept of community. Mm-hmm. Having other people, other resources around you is huge. Mm-hmm. That's a big, big thing that a lot of people, you know, they just want to go do it on their own. And
yeah, you could do it on your own, but you will do it once. You'll do it one time on your own and you'll realize, like, this isn't fun. You're not, like, there's not enough reward versus the grind, I think, when you do it on your own.
Stress.
You literally have to do so. You're doing everything.
Yeah, the stress, man. It's that comes from experience for me, too. You know, I've been there 8 flips at one time, and you're juggling everything, contractors, the whole bit, and you have everybody's money on your back, right? That's on your shoulders because you're responsible for it now.
Right.
So, yeah, it's no joke, man, and you got to take it serious. So community is huge.
Community or a team or people to help. Yeah, people to work with, absolutely. Yeah. So let's recap. We got number one, finding leads. Mm-hmm. Number two, funding. Mm-hmm. Number three, you need people to work with you.
Yeah.
Some experience. What's next?
I think. Yeah, the other thing that stands out for me is that community creates leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that leverage shows up differently, right? It shows up in, man, we can work on different things together. But it also shows up with other relationships that other people have that they bring to the table. Maybe it's title and escrow, right? You have to have a solid team around you. You have to have all those people as well. So there's that professional side of things that's important.
Absolutely. The team, for me, creates sustainability. Because without a team, like, you just burn out so quickly on your own. Mm-hmm. So having a team and sharing in the rewards, you don't make as much money, but you're much more energized. Just your overall mindset about what you're doing is much better.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are happy sharing.
Yeah. And I think you just said probably the last thing that's probably the most critical is mindset.
Mindset. Yeah. That's where I was going to go last. Yeah, yeah. It absolutely has to do with where your head's at.
Yeah. Yeah. And that community is what helps you, because we all have our peaks and valleys, right? We have ups and downs, no matter what in life, just in general. In this business, it could be like your downs could be like so low, right? And you need people that are going to pick you up and not leave you behind and carry you the rest of the way sometimes when it's necessary. And that's experience, man. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been in those low valleys that, you know, didn't realize I was battling depression. I didn't realize any of that. And until I finally start coming out of it that I realize, oh, man, I was in a dark spot. I was in a dark space. And if it wasn't for the community, I don't know what I would have done. Mm-hmm. I know I wouldn't be in this business anymore. That's for sure.
It's true. It's like we talked about with – I just talked about with Rob. It's a – real estate is a lifestyle. Real estate investing is a lifestyle change. Yeah. And if you want to be consistent in this business and something you want to do full time, like this is how you want to set up your life, you have to change your life as you know it. But not completely. You have to run your normal life consecutive or right next to, you know what I mean? Right next to your new life that you're trying to create. And it has to change. You have to live that way. And so your mindset is so important, because if your mindset is not right and if you don't have people around you to bounce those things off of and help you stay in the right mindset, it becomes very difficult, if not impossible, to stay in this business.
It's also important to know who you can go to. Versus who you think you can go to, right? Because there's some folks out there that they feel they're empowered or they're ready to do things and they're going to help you talk through things, but they're in a mess. They have no rights to be able to do that because they haven't lived it. They're still trying to get themselves out, right?
So it's important for people in that position to have enough humility to say, "Hey, I'm a mess. Like I can't even help you with that because I'm a mess right now.
But I know who can.
But somebody
let me
can.
Connect you. Yeah,
yeah absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a big deal.
Real estate investing is simple. It's really simple, but it's not easy. And that's just because these things that we're talking about doing, they're simple. Like, do we know how to do it? It doesn't, it's not rocket science. It's not cracking a code, but it's not easy to stay consistent in doing these things.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that comes to mind is Dr. Iverson, what he teaches, right? That, you know, we always talk about how 90% is mindset. 10% is the learning. And then he talks about 70-20-10, which is 70% experience, 20% coaching, and 10% classroom, right?
Yeah.
Knowledge. And I was talking with him, and the reality for the way it hits me is like, yes, that I will equate that to 90%, right? 90% is experience because you're experiencing things with coaches and mentors. But that 10%, you can't even begin to experience the right things without that 10%. Right? It's why people have degrees. It's why he's a doctor, right? Because he put in so much time into his education to be able to then go out and experience things and do it correctly and all that. So you can't discount the knowledge base that you have to get. The education is so, so critical.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these things we're talking about are they're all right inside of the club, you know? And the reason the club was created was because my mom and dad went through all these avenues trying to beat their head against, you know, beating their head against the wall, trying to figure out how can all of these things manifest.
Yeah.
And so the club was born as a result of these needs. So when we talk about the five things you need to get into real estate with no money down and blah, 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 blah. These are the few things that you really need. This is coming from people who, legitimately just got into it grinding with, didn't come from a bunch of money, didn't have money to invest. How does an average person working an average job get into real estate investing and hit the ground running and then become a successful investor, really become like change your life and become working for yourself to a place where you can work for yourself? And these are truly the things we believe that you need. They're all available at New Wealth Advisors Club. Yeah. It's a one-stop shop business in a box.
Absolutely.
It's no sales involved. It just is what it is, and we stand firmly behind it.
The passion they hear in us, right? the energy they hear in us about it is because, you know, I'm a product of the product.
Right.
You were raised in it.
Right.
Right. So technically, you're a product of the product.
100%.
So I get it, man. I know what it looked like prior to this. You know, before NWAC to now, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's like, man, the sky's the limit. I can achieve whatever I want to achieve. I choose to do what I do. I choose to serve others. I choose to educate and pour into people because I see what their growth. I see their shift. Mm-hmm. That's priceless, man. It's
exactly.
That's the
real
juice. Stuff.
Yeah, that's
the
what
stuff.
Really fills
yeah.
you up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So those are our few things we think you need to get into real estate investing. And if you want to know more about how to get involved with New Wealth, or if you want to do a deal with one of us. Check us out, newwealthadvisorsclub.com. We're just here in Riverside. We have intros every week. You guys are, we'd love to see you at an intro. Come meet us, shake our hands, see some of the deals we're working on, some of the stuff we're doing. We're constantly looking at who's going to be in it next with us. Because unfortunately, people come and go in this business. People will do a deal and leave and then come back and do a deal and leave and come back. And
man, I'd love to do 10 deals with each person, you know?
Exactly.
Just because I know what it does, it's going to do for them.
There's plenty to go around. And we're always looking to build new relationships. And so come on down, check us out. I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Yeah?
It's good. Good stuff, man.
All right, guys. Take care. See you soon. Bye.
Be well.
I'm Alina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.